And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is September the 22nd, 2008. This is not a recorded broadcast. This is live. And you are either blessed or cursed, depending on how you look at it, blessed or cursed to have me with you tonight as your guest. In case you haven't figured it out yet, this is Mike Piper's evil apprentice, Mark Glenn, cub reporter with American Free Press newspaper. As usual, Mike is taking a well-deserved break, and he asked yours truly to sit in for him tonight. And I didn't think that it would be at all appropriate to do this show without inviting my better half, meaning Dr. Hashem Talawi of Current Issues, to come on the show and help me out with some things. As usual, our call-in number is 800-313-9443. And as usual, I am honored to be here. Mike probably gets tired of hearing it. You may get tired of hearing it as well. But I consider it to be a great honor that somebody of the moral and intellectual caliber of Mike Piper would ask yours truly to fill in for him. But then again, maybe he just knows that I'm the only sucker he can get to do it for him. Anyway, obviously we have a lot in the news to talk about. Tonight, however, I would like to concentrate our discussion on something which I feel is very important. And it is these DVDs that have been released in some of America's largest cities. These DVDs were put together by a pro-Israel, pro-McCain, pro-war, anti-Islamic, pro-Zionist group. And the name of the DVDs, the name of the title of the movie that these DVDs are covering, is known as Obsession, Radical Islam's War Against the West. Now, there hasn't really been much talk about this in the mainstream news for obvious reasons. The damage was done simply by these things being mailed out to the tune of about 30 million so far. So far, 30 million. They really didn't need to talk much about it on the news, as I said, because the damage has been done. These DVDs went into the homes of American voters, mainly in what we would call the swing states. And right before the elections, right before the UN General Assembly, where Ahmadinejad is supposed to be speaking, and just in case these Americans forgot, quote unquote, just in case they forgot about what this whole bloody mess is about in the Middle East, they had to be reminded. Of course, I use that word in quotations, forgot, ladies and gentlemen, because there is no factual basis for anything that is in this movie. This movie is being made for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to dupe otherwise unwitting, well-intentioned Christian parents into sending their sons and daughters off to die for the benefit of Israel. That was the reason for this DVD. And we've got more to talk about in that regard after the break. I see that my good friend is on the line, so we will be bringing him up. Everybody stay tuned, and we will be back in 3 minutes.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. As I said earlier, this is Muck Glenn filling in for the one and only Mike Piper, and I have been informed given the good news that my good friend Hisham Talawi of Current Issues is on with us. Hisham, are you there?
Yes, I am, Mark. Don't know. I mean, Mike Piper. Do you think that is he crazy or what to put both?
Oh, we know he's crazy.
Of us tonight.
Well, we know that. I mean, the night that the three of us were sitting around my table, sitting in our underwear, eating giant Italian submarine sandwiches, I think that pretty much settled the case whether or not we were crazy.
As if I needed to know that you're sitting there in your underwear, right? Or
no,
the
no,
audience
I said,
really
when,
needed.
When the three
the audience
of us
really needed to know that.
Hisham, tonight we are talking about these DVDs that were sent out to as many as 30 million American homes. The DVD, of course, as I said, was produced by a pro-Israel, pro-Zionist, pro-war, pro-McCain group. The director of the film, entitled Obsession, Radical Islam's War Against the West, was produced by an Israeli named Raphael Shore. Have you heard anything about this on the mainstream news?
No, actually the first and only time that I heard about this is not last week, but I think the week before on our show on Saturday, the Current Issues radio show, a lady from North Carolina, I think she was.
That's right.
From... Yeah, she called in and told us about it.
Exactly.
I haven't heard anything on mainstream media or anything about it. But I mean, this is expected. They will try. They're going to try to play the Islamic radical terrorist deal. And, you know, unfortunately, you have a lot of people out there who will fall for it.
Well, you know, the thing that worries me, Hashem, is this. Early this month, Israel announced that they were going to have a conference that was going to be held in the Knesset, which means that this is, you know, this is the main governing body in Israel. And they were going to hold a conference in where they invited a bunch of lawmakers from the various European countries. And the name of this conference was entitled, or is entitled, Facing Jihad, a Lawmakers Summit. Now, in the press release that Israel issued announcing that this thing was to take place, and by the way, it's supposed to take place sometime in December, in the press release, it says the purpose of this conference is to, quote, form a new Judeo-Christian alliance to confront the spread of Islam and the violence that inevitably, underline that word, inevitably, the violence that inevitably follows in its wake. Now, when I read this thing, coupled with the news dealing with the release of as many as 30 million of these DVDs in the United States, many things struck me. The first of which, this press release coming out of Israel. I remember I said, underline that word, inevitably. The second part of that, obviously, is the new Judeo-Christian alliance. Okay, the Jews and the Christians fighting against the Muslims. Now, the reason that I said to underline that word inevitably, when something is inevitable, that means that it is what we call a done deal. It's inevitable that cold weather arrives in winter. It's inevitable that you're going to get wet in a rainstorm, meaning these two things, they're inextricable. You can't pull them apart from each other. And so what Israel is claiming here, now remember, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, Israel supposedly was created as a bastion of tolerance. It's to fight anti-Semitism and to fight bigotry and to fight intolerance, right? And yet what Israel is saying here with this conference is that violence and Islam go hand in hand. That it's like thunder and lightning. You're not going to have one without the other. Now, don't you find that, Hashem, to be just a little bit double-minded?
Double-minded?
Well, what I mean is that we're constantly being lectured by Israel and her supporters how horrible intolerance is, how horrible bigotry is. And yet what they're saying here is that if somebody is a Muslim, if somebody is a follower of Islam, that means that they automatically gravitate towards violent tendencies.
Well, I think you are right. You know, I understand now what you mean by double-minded. I think this is a true and classical sense of anti-Semitism, of what anti-Semitism is supposed to be. Because that exactly, you know, if you are a Muslim, then you are violent, then you are, you know, but I really think what they are doing, you know, they're going to try anything to do to get John McCain on the, to be elected the president of the United States. I'm going to have to take a very quick 2 seconds break to kiss my 6-year-old goodnight. what can I say? While I was talking, he walked in and with his arms wide open, and you know, you can never say no to that.
No, you can't.
So, but
you know, Hashem, something that you said is very important here. Something that I intended to bring up, and that is this word anti-Semitism. Now, I'm preparing for this week's American Free Press piece. I'm going to be covering this very topic here. And I point out in this piece that anti-Semitism, now when you hear the word anti-Semitism or anti-Semitic, we are conditioned here in this country and really throughout the West that it only means one thing, and that means to be anti-Jewish. Now, putting aside all of the other historical arguments about the Khazars this and the blah, 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 the fact of the matter is that anti-Semitism also just so happens to include 1.5 billion Muslims around the world. By definition, if you are anti-Islamic, or if you are Islamophobic, or if you ascribe to Muslims in a generalized, broad-brushed way, certain tendencies, by the definition that these Jewish groups use, that makes you anti-Semitic. Wouldn't you agree with me on that?
Well, yes and no. We will be falling in the same mistake that they had fallen into by considering Jews, all Jews, Semitic. On the other hand, you cannot really consider all Muslims as Semitic, because you know, people from you know, Southeast Asia, etc., people from Europe, people from different parts of the world, there are more. The Semitic Muslims are probably a minority. Now, a Semite is somebody that had, you know, the term Semitic, actually, it is not a type of people or a group of people. Semitic is a group of languages, Arabic,
right.
Hebrew, Syriac, and a couple of other languages were known as the Semitic languages. But in the sense of Semitic, now we think it's being anti-Semitic, being anti-Jewish. But we can't consider all Muslims are Semitic. You can consider, like, the Arab Muslims as being the Semites.
Well, here we're getting into a discussion here between race versus language. Now, we know that the bulk of those who call themselves Jews today, that they have no lineage whatsoever with anything having to do with the Middle East. Okay,
not
we
at
know
all,
that this
not
is
all.
A fact.
And actually,
my point
I'm
is this.
Glad, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm glad to see, and this is this whole thing. Do you know there was a poll on the internet yesterday? 83% of people, 83% out of 52,000 people that answered that poll, it was about the Khazar kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And that they had a Russian geologist, had archaeologist, had found, or he thinks he found the city, the capital city of Khazaria.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to actually shed more light on who these people were. Now, we know who they were and we know where they went, but most people in the world did not even hear of them. 83% of those who responded never heard of the word Khazar, which
mm-hmm.
is a word that we have been using a lot on the radio, on TV, in print, et cetera, et cetera. We in the alternate media, but I think very soon, the more we know about those people, the more we are going to find out who these people are, and the more that people in the world are going to know that, you know what, most Jews in the world are not Semitic Jews, but they are converts.
And having said that, that means we are going to take a break. Your calls also, ladies and gentlemen, anytime you feel like calling in, do so, 800-313-9443. We will be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, here the September 22nd edition of the Piper Report. I am filling in for Mike, who is enjoying a much-deserved break. I have with me my good friend, actually my brother, I'll just be honest, ladies and gentlemen, as much as Hashem and I pretend to disagree on the air, the fact of the matter is that we are brothers in the truest sense of the word, even though I'm a little bit better looking. Hashem, you're supposed to laugh at that.
That's not what Mom says.
Now, Hashem, let me just cut to the chase here with this business of these DVDs. Can you imagine if some Muslim group put out a DVD entitled Obsession, Radical Judaism's War with the West, and distributed it in as many as 30 million American homes? Can you imagine what these Jewish groups would be doing? And just so that we can qualify this.
Well, why imagine, Mark? We are doing it. We are telling people that the war they need to be fighting is the war that these people are committing against. And this is a true war, but everybody calls us anti-Semitic, and they call us names and call us all kind of dirty names.
But my point is this.
Yeah.
If a Muslim group or a Christian group or whatever, even a non-religious group, that decided that they were going to warn the world about the dangers of militant Judaism or even just Zionism, and let's say that they did nothing more than to take quotes that have been accurately attributed to various people involved in the Zionist movement, from Ariel Sharon to Baruch Goldstein to take your pick, okay? The rabbi who said that, you know, a million Arabs wasn't worth one Jewish fingernail. The Jewish groups would be hollering and screaming and screeching up a storm that would make Gustav look like a spring shower. And yet, where are all these Jewish groups today? Now, the reason that I'm bringing this up is because it is very fashionable right now for certain individuals within our group to try to draw this distinction between Jews and Zionists and whatnot. And, of course, we know, based upon some of these polls that have been released, deliberately meant to mislead people, stating that that the Jews in America did not like the idea of going to war in Iraq. They opposed it, blah, 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 blah. And yet I have pointed out that in the run-up to the war with Iraq, the Jewish groups were the ones that were beating the drums the most loudly for the war, just like they're the ones beating the drums the most loudly for this war against Iran. Now, what I would ask you, and I'm asking this rhetorically, obviously, where are all these Jewish groups today protesting against this DVD? This DVD being put out to deliberately mislead the American people and to further propagandize them into sending their sons and daughters off to fight for Israel, for the benefit of Israel. Where are they? Why aren't we hearing their protests?
Yeah, I think, Mark, I think the answer to that is obvious, and most listeners know the answer to that. And you're right when you say they were all – I don't want to say they were all for 9/11, but the majority of the Jewish community in the – or society, as I like to call it, because it's a society on its own within the American society. And yes, they were the first ones to call for the killing of Saddam and the removal of Saddam, and they were the ones to say we need to go to Iraq and basically remove this guy and break up the country into four different states. They planned it, they executed the plan, and now we have to suffer the consequences. Now, you notice the same thing is going on now. With Iran, you have a lot of people who are, as a matter of fact, they are pushing for some sort of, you know, they want to take down the Hitler, the new Hitler. I've heard that word about five or six times just today from Sean Hannity on the radio. And, you know, the one thing, just to show you how, they don't even want people in the United States to know what Ahmadinejad was talking about when he, you know, the 60 Minutes, a couple of years ago, they had an interview with him, and they asked him, they point blank asked him about, explain, you know, what do you mean by having, you know, the state of Israel, the end of it, or wipe out the state of Israel. And the first sentence he said that the government of Israel is fabricated, and he went along to explain what he meant by that, about probably about 10 minutes explaining, and his explanation was, if people would hear and get a chance to read what he explained, people will understand what he said, and there's nothing in there that says to wipe out or even kill anyone. And after the break, if you give me a chance, I'll explain to people exactly what he meant, what he said.
Okay. Everybody stay tuned. Everybody holding online there, continue holding online. We will bring you up tonight, rest assured. So everybody just sit tight, and we will be back in just a few.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We've already passed the halfway mark on tonight's show. Hashem, go ahead and finish up your thought before we had the break. You were about to say something.
Yeah. The 60 Minutes had done an interview with Ahmadinejad. I think it was like in 2005 or 2006. I think it was 2006. And they asked him about wiping out Israel. And he explained it. The first sentence he started with is the Israeli government was a fabricated government. And then he went on to say that this was a government that for people who came out from who came from Europe, who were brought in from Europe, and they settled the land of Palestine and they took over it and they became the government of Israel. And he said that if you let the people there a referendum, if you would conduct a referendum by the people there, and he meant not just the Palestinians, but the Palestinians and the Israelis, and let the people decide what they want to do. You know, as a Palestinian, Mark, I can tell you that most, the overwhelming majority of the Palestinians will be for peace and will be for living side by side by with the Israelis. And on the other side, the Israelis, I can tell you, a majority will be not as strong as the Palestinians, but I can tell you 60 to 65% of people in Israel would want a peaceful resolution and would want to live side by side by the Palestinians. So what the Iranian president is saying is, forget about this politics that you are playing and this fabricated government. Let the people in that area, let the people in that land. No one is talking about killing anyone. No one is talking about wiping out anyone. And he used the Soviet Union as an example, saying that, you know, the Soviet Union has been wiped off the map, but yet the people in the Soviet Union are doing much, much better. In the previous former Soviet Union are doing much better. Let the Palestinians and the Israelis, the people, let them vote on a referendum of what they want to do for their future. And that's what he was saying. And he is sure that if the people were given a chance to vote on a referendum, that the current Israeli government and the current political scene in Israel will be wiped out. That's what he was talking about, and he explained it more and more. But yet, 60 Minutes chose not to air his explanation. But that explanation is in the transcripts, the original transcripts, and it is available online for those who want to see it. So that is when, you know, you were talking about why we did not hear of this, or what about if this was a Muslim group that are distributing these DVDs and they're saying, you know, the Zionists want to control this and the Zionists want to control that. Of course, you know, the media is, that's the problem. You know, we don't have a media that's going to let you and make your voice heard by the masses. And that's the problem. That's the problem.
Well, I guess the reason that I am so bent out of shape or incensed over this latest thing is because, I mean, let's face it. You and I have got a lousy job doing what we do. As you pointed out earlier, we are called this, we are called that. People threaten us with this and threaten us with that. Okay, and yet, you know, and then they throw it in our faces. Ow! Well, you know, this and that. Well, what I'm saying here is, how about some consistency? Like I said, if the same thing, if a video, even only, let's just say 1% of the 30 million that went out, 1%, let's see, what is that? That's 300,000 videos, right? 300,000 videos entitled Obsession, Radical Judaism's War Against the West. We would never hear the end of it, and yet the same groups have absolutely no problem with something like this going out.
Yeah,
when
To start with, what newspaper is going to put your DVD and distribute it with their newspaper?
What I'm saying here is that I'm sick of this hypocrisy.
Well,
I'm tired of being
sick of that.
I'm tired of being lectured
to by
these people.
That's the reality. They control it. You know, we have to accept the fact that they control it. We are occupied.
Well, you want to know what the worst part of it is, Hashem? I can guarantee you upwards of 90% of the people I'm going to run into this weekend in church. And my particular church is unusual in the sense that they're kind of political rebels. You know, they kind of broke away from Rome and they adhere to the old ways of the Catholic Mass and whatnot. I guarantee you if any of them bothered to open their newspapers, and they did get these DVDs and they watched them, this is going to sway a good number of them into voting for John McCain.
Of course. They're going to vote for it. Yes, definitely. Of course.
We've got callers we've got to bring up. Let's bring up Martin in Washington. Come on up, Martin.
Hello?
Martin.
I'm speaking. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, we can
hear you.
Yes,
we can hear
you. Okay, good. I think you're wrong about the purpose of the DVD.
Okay.
I think the purpose of it is to elect Sarah Palin.
Okay.
read the stuff that's going on the Internet right now about dominionism, mm-hmm. about transforming the country into a theocracy.
Okay.
And let's face it, Sarah Palin is an airhead.
Okay. Not going to get the argument for me.
The other day, for example, somebody in a public forum, somebody asked her regarding the under God phrase in the Pledge of Allegiance. She said, well, if it was good enough for our forefathers, it's good enough for me.
As if it was there.
I'm not making this up. You know,
no, I believe you. I believe you because I've heard her answer
God in the 50s. She's made other statements like that. She was asked, what are the duties of the vice president? She couldn't answer. She couldn't tell what the Bush doctrine was.
Right.
She is an airhead.
Right.
Well, I would agree with you.
The purpose is to get McCain in there, get him out of there, and get Sarah in.
I don't think, you know, the first thing I said when Mark asked me about it, I said, well, this whole thing, you know, they're going to try anything to get McCain into the White House. And you're right about that. But I think Mark was talking about it from a point of view. It doesn't matter why they are doing it, what the purpose of it. The fact that it's done and you don't see the outcry of racism or anti-Semitism or anything from the other side, from the people and the organizations that normally come to help or come to in defense of the Jewish organization or the Jews in general, whenever somebody tries to kind of push this type of arguments or this type of propaganda against them. I think that's what Mark was not interested in what the results of this going to be, that the fact that it is taking place and no one is doing something about it and no one is crying about it, I think that's where Mark is coming from.
I understand that, and I completely agree with that. I'm not trying to, you know, contradict that in any way. What I'm saying is, let's follow through on it. What is the real purpose of it? And let's consider, like, I haven't voted for decades, and I'm thinking of voting this time because I don't want Sarah Palin in the White House.
Well, my prediction, Martin, is that she's not going to be there very long because I think that what they plan to do is to remove her and put Lieberman in her spot, and at which point little Johnny is going to have some type of an accident, and then Joe Lieberman is going to hand America completely over to Israel's interest. Martin, we've got a lot of calls I got to pull up here. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's bring up Bill in Ohio. Bill, come on up.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hi there, Mark. You had mentioned the Hashem, your brother in arms, and I guess that would maybe make me your brother in misery to the callers out there. Mark and I are both married to sisters.
This is Hashem. This is my brother in law.
I was going to say. I just now realized what he just said.
Yeah, and I don't want to put Bill on the spot here, but he basically said that I was a nut when I suggested that 9/11 was an inside job back 7 years ago, and he has since then had a kind of a change of mind, and that's why he's calling in tonight.
Well, now, Mark, he had a change of mind about 9/11, but about the nut thing, I think he still thinks he's nut.
That's right, Hashem.
Right. What do you got for us, Bill?
Well, look, a couple of things. Hashem had touched on the that big archaeological discovery in Russia, and I thought that was really interesting. I had come across recently, Mark. It was a pamphlet both online, and I'm sure that they're written pamphlets in New York Methodist Hospital, which treats genetic diseases. And in fact, that they had advertised that they treated for Ashkenazi Jews the seven genetic diseases, and then they described Ashkenazis as those Jews living in Europe and from, you know, that region in Asia, and they are afflicted with their own genetic disease from, you know, centuries of what you would call inbreeding, Tay-Sachs and Bloom and Caravan, I think it is. There were several. Anyway, I just wanted to kind of mention that to Hashem. I mean, sure enough, that is their indigenous homeland, as it were.
Yeah, it's true. You know, I didn't realize this either, but I actually, leafing through, I can't remember, it may have been Commentary Magazine, which is put out by the American Jewish Committee. I was not aware that there were all of these genetic diseases that are so prevalent among the Jewish community.
Absolutely.
New York,
it was New York Methodist Hospital that they are one of the specialists. That's kind of like the John Hopkins where they go. Tay-Sachs is very, very common. Bloom, Caravan. I believe, again, there were seven inherited genetic diseases that are prevalent among the Ashkenazi Jews, which are those that are not really of the 12 tribes, but actually the 13th tribe. They are the Mongols' descendants. I guess one could say Genghis Khan. Descendants from that particular region. So wanted to mention that to you, throw that out there. On this these DVDs, Mark, I wouldn't be so worried. I think Americans are too lazy to even watch the DVDs. If it doesn't have a remote attached to it, who knows if they'll even be played. I mean, that's the sad state of affairs these days in this country, unfortunately. I mean, just
you may
just
be right about that. Again,
you know, I agree with Bill.
The thing that I wanted to point out is, where are all the Jewish groups protesting this? I mean, this is blatant racism, blatant bigotry,
sure it is.
Blatant hate speech, right? Where are all the Jewish groups?
Yeah.
And obviously I'm asking this rhetorically because, of course, they're not going to do this. Of course, they're not going to protest against this. This is their baby. They need this in order to get their man in the White House so that they can continue on with their wars. Bill, thanks for the call.
Yep, see.
Okay, let's bring up Keith in Indiana. Keith, come on up.
Mark.
How you doing?
How you doing, old buddy? I didn't know
pretty
that was
good.
You. I don't email. I would have emailed you like you said, but I was thinking back to the old Cincinnati days and our target practice.
Yeah, those were the good old days.
Anyway, I want to recommend a book, if you can get it. It's called Symbols of Our Celto-Saxon Heritage.
Mm-hmm.
By W.H. Bennett. It goes through all the signs given in Genesis 49, traces them back mostly to northern England, Scotland, northern Europe, and England, Scotland, and Ireland. However, you know, the signs of Judah, the rampant lion and the couchant lion, in threes or in ones, the signs are all over Western Europe. But it's a wonderful book. It actually convicted an attorney, a member of the Bar Association a long time. He completely flipped on his whole faith. He died 2 weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he was saved. Anyway, I wanted to bring up, your co-host there talked about Jews who are Semitic. These terms are very confusing. I don't know if he's referring to Sephardic Jews or Ashkenazi or Koshin,
Actually, there is, and there are, there are Sephardic Jews, but also, believe it or not, there are Arab Jews, which they would not fall under the Sephardic Jews or the Ashkenazi or anything. They are Arab Jews.
Okay, now I'd have to talk to you for a while about what you mean by it. But Sepharvim is also written in 2 Kings 17, verse 24. And that was after Assyria carried away the 10 northern tribes. They brought from Babylon, and from Cutha, and from Ava, and from Hamath, and from Sepharvim. It says,
okay.
And place them in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel, which is why Christ said in Matthew 10, go not unto the Samaritans, but go rather on the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
As it's always been a covenant faith to the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, you had Chuck Carlson's been all over RBN. He's going on talking on and on about Schofield and dispensationalism. He wrote a letter. I called up to complain. He agreed with Schofield, where Schofield said that Ishmael is co-heir with Isaac. I mean, I told him to read Genesis 21, where we're specifically told that Ishmael was not to be a co-heir with Isaac. But he agreed with Schofield on that point. So I called to criticize him on that, and he goes, well, did you like the article or not? And the point's not the article. You understand the foundation of the faith.
Well, yeah, I really think when we get into these theological questions, we are very much doing what John Hagee is doing. The point today, bringing the Bible into what is going on today, is basically to say that these Semitic people that they call themselves Jews, actually non-Semitic, who call themselves Jews and taking the label or stealing the label of Semite, I think that's that's what we need to really
Well, they use the non-traceable term. I mean, look,
but
I've got the genealogy right here.
If we bring theology into the mix, you know, it was Isaac heir to the throne or he was not, then you're probably going to get into areas where we really should not be getting into because we're going to be wasting our time
dealing with that. Well, yeah, love the word of God, but my Bible says that Isaac is to be the heir, and Isaac shall thy seed be called. You see, that's what my Bible says. But
I don't have a problem with that. I just, you know, right now we're fighting people who are calling themselves Semites, and they're fighting us as anti-Semitic when we criticize them. I think that's the point that we need to be discussing.
Right.
That's
well,
a problem to concentrate on.
That's
fine. We've got some more callers we got to bring up before the end of the show. So thanks for calling in, and it's good to hear from you. All right, everybody, stay tuned. We'll be back. We'll try to squeeze in the last two callers. And absent that, I guess you're just going to be stuck with Hashem and my big mouth. So everyone stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
And we're back, folks, for the last segment of tonight's program. I want to thank my very good friend, actually my bestest friend, I'll just be honest about it, ladies and gentlemen, Hashem Talawi, for coming on the show with me. I want to point something out, Hashem, before we try to bring up some of the other callers here. You know, this DVD, it may sound like I'm splitting hairs here, but it's Obsession. It's called Obsession Islam, Radical Islam's War Against the West. Now, when we think of the West, and remember, as you know, Hashem, there are Muslims all over the world, right? And yet, this DVD in particular, chooses to point out that it is the West that is threatened. Now, of course, the West, when we talk about the West, we are talking principally about Christendom. These are mainly Christian countries
Correct.
In the West. And the point that I've been trying to make, I guess, is that we need to recognize that what Israel is doing here is that she is deliberately pitting the Christian and the Muslim world against each other. She's like a vulture sitting on a tree as these two animals underneath her who should be friends with each other. Instead, they're wailing into each other, and she's just sitting there like a vulture on a branch watching all of this so that when it's all over with, she can swoop down and pick the carcasses clean. And I'm going to just read something here. But I want the folks listening here tonight to pay attention to. This is an email that I received a few years ago. I wish I could say I had reason to doubt its authenticity, but I can't. And it was written to me by this.
Mark.
Yeah.
Can I, before you read that, just in case if we run out of time, I just wanted to let everyone know that I will be on Jeff Frantz tonight right after the show. It's my regular monthly interview with Jeff Frantz. So I invite everybody to listen to Jeff Frantz. I will be on right after we finish the show now.
Okay. Okay, now I want to read this email that was sent to me a few years ago by an Israeli teenager who calls himself Ori. And he says, "We Jews are superior to dirty-blooded non-Jews like you. While your ancestors were sleeping with the swine in the forests of Europe, my ancestors were building the city of Jerusalem. Israel will become the world's newest superpower. It is our destiny written in the prophecies of God, written in our ambitions, and written in our blood. Perhaps you do not yet see that the worst is awaiting your kind in the face of the coming Islamo-Christian war, from which my kind will rise victorious." Now, people would accuse me of being anti-Semitic for suggesting that there is this Jewish plot to pit the Christian and Muslim worlds against each other. And yet, here we have somebody proudly who is Jewish, proudly who is Israeli, proudly who is a Zionist, and he's basically letting the cat out of the bag, as it were, and saying, "We have done this. We have put you Christians and Muslims at each other's throats, and when you're done killing each other and destroying your civilizations, we are going to be the ones who rise victorious out of all of this." Something to think about, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's bring up at least one of our callers. Let's bring up Dave from Massachusetts. Dave?
No time.
No time. Sorry, Dave. My apologies to Carl and to Brenda. That's it, folks. We made it through this hour. Thanks for sitting in with us. Thank you, Hashem. Everybody go out and have a good evening, and we will be back sometime soon.
Let me tell you why.